The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday the 14th of March. 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Not a very nice morning out there. We got a little rain and maybe some ice mixed into that. So, but we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. You sound a little hot this morning.
I do.
Your voice, just a little bit. We've been going through this the last couple of days, either up or down. So, you know, I mean, it's still, I sound great. And then Pat's listening to it out there. He says, oh, no, everything sounds great. So maybe it's just our earphones here.
You know, I see a lot of people messing with the headphone thing right there.
Really? I'm going to put an electric charge on it.
Yeah,
and,
I think that's what you should
when
do.
When they touch it, it'll hit them with 10,000 volts, and they'll stop that. So we have a special day out there.
It's National Pi Day.
National Pi Day. Okay. That's all you have to say.
Well, not the pie you're thinking, I think, about.
Oh, you're talking about?
Algebra.
Math. Algebra Pi.
Yes. Or?
What is that? Two
National Potato Chip Day. How about that one?
I'm not crazy about potato
Me either.
Chips. I don't either. However, those little what do they call them? Little tortilla chips, you know, the kind you can dip into the
Fritos.
Salsa. Well, Fritos. Okay, Fritos is a secret sin of everybody, in my opinion. I mean, you get, you know, you have a bowl of Fritos and a bowl of potato chips. See what goes first, Fritos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, my friends, I hate to do it to you, but here we go. We're in it together. Snow showers, Sue. Snow showers. Snow showers before 10 a.m. I'm looking out there, my friends. It was 39 when I left the house this morning. And you know, none of our vehicles warm up from the time we leave our house till we get here. It's not that far. Okay, then snow showers before 10 a.m., then rain showers, high near 48, and wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Now, tonight, showers. And with the lows around 38. Saturday, showers, mainly after 11 a.m. And chance precipitation is 80% with wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. So, Saturday night, showers, low around 46. And Sunday, showers, high near 56. And wind gusts, okay, now on Sunday, as high as 36 miles per hour. And with the lows around 43 Sunday night, Monday, showers. Tuesday, areas of frost because it's getting low. It's getting 35 degrees on Monday night. Tuesday, mostly clear. Areas of frost, otherwise sunny. And it's going to get 37 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, chance of showers. Wednesday night, showers. And Thursday, showers likely. Whoa. What is it? Is it March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb? So we're getting our line parts here. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned, family-run, veteran-owned business. Been there for like 30 years into the third generation of the Kenny family running it. Treat their customers wonderfully. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans. Good people there. You can reach me at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina. And she brought
Bernadette.
And Bernadette is a sweater girl. Oh, here she is. She said, did I hear my name?
Right. She wanted to introduce herself. Yeah, Bernadette, I think her name's also very fitting for her. She is a senior girl. She is a 8-year-old pit mix. Definitely very pitty. She's all gray, very squatty, snorty kind of pitty. Definitely what you think of when you think of a house hippo. She's very...
When you think of a what?
A house hippo.
A house hippo?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a fun thing to call
her.
Could
you say that to her? Oh, look at her. When she hears her name, she just, you know, she pops up in your lap, looks around, goes, okay, and then gets back down again.
She's a super sweet girl, and I learned today that she's totally fine being dressed up. I made sure to put a sweater on her before we left since it's so cold outside, and she was very easy to dress, and she looks great in red. I think it's her color.
She does. Now, a little touch of red lipstick, and she'll be there. Maybe a tasteful, maybe a not a long dangling earring, just maybe a kind of a mid-length dangling earring, and get those nails done. Come on. maybe with the little sparkles on the nails on her feet.
She'd pull it off.
She'd pull it off. That's right. But so can Ben. okay. And so she's 8 years old.
Yeah, she's 8 years old. She's definitely pretty spry, though.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You know, she's not dragging along. She's pretty happy to be here. She's just been kind of standing around at my feet. She hasn't been, you know, too
wily.
She's
not scared. No, I walked in and she came right over and sniffed and saw that Buford lives in my house. But then she was licking my fingers. I mean, she's just a nice little pity. She's a squatty pity.
Very squatty. But yeah, she loves people. I know she's met children and she's done really good with kids too.
Oh, I bet.
She just loves people. She loves spending time with people, but she's that good mix of like very friendly and into people, but she's also not,
clingy.
Velcro.
Yeah, yeah, she's not clingy.
She has a lot of independence. She's definitely the kind of dog that when you take her out into the yard, she kind of wants to sniff around the yard, like do her own thing for a while, maybe like sunbathe a little bit. But then she, you know, loves hanging out with you and curling up next to you and being cozy. So I think she would be a really good dog for most families. She's pretty laid back. So I think she'd be good if
I like laid back dogs.
Right.
Yeah. See, she could go up, take her up to Doggy Park or out down there on Pacelli where they have all that, you know, that huge area out there. You can walk your dog off the leash. She would probably just love that. And, you see, she gets along with other dogs.
I would say she likes to be the only dog. She does pretty decent with other dogs, but she seems like she really prefers to be
in the house,
number one.
But she could go out and be social. I mean, she'll be social with other dogs. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you could walk her, you know, around other dogs if you have, you know, friends with dogs, that sort of thing.
Yeah, she doesn't go into the, you know, my way or the highway type of thing. And she's gray, and from what I can see,
Yeah, she is great.
She does have her sweater on. Oh, okay. Now, because of her age, does she get some kind of special adoption thing?
Yes, she does. So she actually has a fully sponsored adoption fee.
There you go. Uh-huh. And do you know where she came from?
I know she was actually adopted from us, I think about a year ago or so. Uh-huh. And then, unfortunately, she did come into us as a stray, and we weren't able to track down the owners.
Whoa.
So I don't have any good history.
A pox upon them.
Right. I know. I don't have any good history of how, you know, what her home was like or how that went, but she was sweet with us when she was here before, and she's just as sweet now.
Well, see, so she wasn't, didn't look like she was abused or anything like this, so she just came back. You know, kids do that. You know,
she
they leave,
way.
you think, okay, they're on their way, and the next thing you know, they're living in your spare bedroom and wanting an allowance, and they're 38. Now, Doggy Dash was...
Doggy Dash is tomorrow.
Okay.
I know. The weather really timed itself perfectly, didn't it?
Well, you know what? That's why you have raincoats.
Exactly.
And you have raincoats for your puppy, and you have raincoats for yourself, and you can walk, what is it? 5 kilometers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 3 miles. But nothing says you have to do the whole thing. You just go down there, participate. Participate and donate, and then walk him around for a little while until your dog climbs into your arms and says enough.
Exactly. And you mentioned it's not supposed to start raining too much tomorrow till after 11, which is perfect because Doggy Dash starts at 9 o'clock.
Mainly after 11. So, and you know what? We had, look at yesterday. Yesterday was supposed to be, you know, rainy, and it was sunny all day. Until last night.
Right, so fingers crossed, but definitely come on out. It's at the Lake Reading Pavilion, and there's also a community fair. So if you're not into the 5K portion, there's going to be a lot of vendors and fun booths to see.
That's right, and you get to participate and donate. I like that. Participate and donate.
Rolls right off the tongue.
It does. And what's her name again?
Bernadette.
Bernadette. Which is the name of a great song. Do you have that? Did you find that, Ben? That song, Bernadette? Bernadette!
No, I did not, but okay. I will look for it.
I'll look for it, and we'll play it as we go out of this break. Okay. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to stay warm today.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm wearing a hoodie, and and I've got one thing to do today at noon. I've got to be out in the rain, so I'm enjoying the dryness right now. So, well, thank you, and good luck, Bernadette. I'm sure that you're going to find a good home. You all been running pretty. I mean, you all been adopting a lot of dogs out. You know, once it comes through here, I see them, and then somebody will tell me, "Oh no, they were adopted." You put little notes in your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, our boyfriend last week got adopted.
Yeah, which one? What was his name?
That was Pontus.
Freckles. Well, you know what? I knew he was going to get adopted.
Right?
And you know what? You brought like three or four. I mean, you've brought in over a period of like 6 weeks, I would have taken every one of those dogs.
We just get really amazing dogs. We're very
really?
Lucky.
Really? And the dogs are so nice. And what was his name? Pontius or whatever his name was. With the freckles. It was the cutest dog. And yet he was not a, you know, not a little dog.
No.
So somebody found him.
He found a great family.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
I know
you.
You're on your. I know you're on your media tour today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep this girl warm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that and that is a cute sweater. Do you just have a whole bunch of sweaters laying around that fits different sized dogs?
We do. We get a lot of them donated to us, so mm-hmm. we have a whole assortment of different dog clothes.
Okay, good enough. All right, well, thank you very, very much, and good luck, Bernadette. You're a sweetheart. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get your land and sea legs ready and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $60,000 land to sea swipe to win draw. Play for your chance to cruise around on a Pedego e-bike or a Ski-Doo Spark. Don't miss the weekly drawings every Thursday through April starting at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars for the final drawing on March 27th and April 24th. And play for your chance to win $200 cash, a Pedego e-bike, or a Ski-Doo Spark. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Let the dogs out!
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
No, that's not true. Put me on. There's a button. Hello? There's a button. Am I? Can you hear me right now? You've touched an off button. Good morning. Sorry. Program always has to be lit green. Also, static electricity sometimes, when you put your hand over there, will click it off. This is your first time. This is your last time. Next time, I break your fingers. Okay, I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We were off the air because there's got to be one button pushed. It's called program. And what happens is, every so often, static electricity will build up, and when you put your hand near it, it turns it off. Well, that's the first time that's happened to Bennett, and he goes, so, I'm really glad that I did not describe what was going on in my own little marine way, because people may have heard that. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, did anybody watch the lunar eclipse last night? Now, it had a timeline, and I saw what the timeline was. We were out last night at a very good friend's birthday, and I went to, so I took Buford for a walk, and it was a beautiful full moon, and I kept looking at it, looking at my watch, and it kept, I was saying, it should have a bite out of the moon by now. Did you watch the moon last night?
I did not.
Okay. So, yeah, I walked him around. We walked, you know, it had like a 20, 30 minute walk. Beautiful moon, nothing was happening. And I went, well, did I get the wrong times or the wrong day? So later that evening, I go out, take Buford out again, and I look up, and the moon was disappearing because, you know, it was crossing, you know, between the shadow of the earth and the sun, which is what causes the eclipse. And I watched the last part of the moon disappear last night.
I bet that was pretty
neat. The full eclipse. Yeah. They call it a red moon because it changes its color. And if you look, you can look in any newspaper today, except maybe the Record Search, and see photos of the red moon. So it was cool. So I hope people had a chance to look at it because last night was clear and it was a full moon. And like I said, it was supposed to be, let's say at 9:37 or like that, it was supposed to have had like a bite taken out of the moon, and then it was going to keep going. Well, anyway,
I wish I would have saw it.
Well, when I went out, oh, like I said, I don't know, 10:30. I was watching the moon. I was able to stay out there and watch the moon just totally eclipse. It was cool.
I probably
burned out my eyes. That doesn't happen. Okay. Wow. What else? You know, people are so excited about Trump. It's really nice to know that people are so excited. Now, here's something, another excitement. They're getting ready to vote for that continuing resolution in the Senate. And the Senate, Minority Leader Schumer said yesterday, oh, we're not going to pass this, we're not going to pass this. So what's the White House and Republican Party do? They put out video after video after video of Democrats condemning shutting down the government. If, oh, this is wrong, you can't shut down, oh, no, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, every one of them condemning shutting down the government. Well, today in this vote, they can shut down the government. And they're going to say, well, it's the Republicans' fault. Uh-huh. It's the Democrats are voting to shut down the government. Anyway, Chuck Schumer comes out and says, as bad as this is, I'm not going to shut down the government. I'm voting for it. And they need 60 votes on this continuing resolution. So, you know, it's the Republicans need help from the Democrats on this.
They said live updates 10 minutes ago, the Senate plans vote on Trump-backed bill to avert government shutdown.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's happening today. And like I said, Schumer said he's voting for it. Rand Paul, Republican, said, I'm not. I don't think we should do this. We should, you know, he had his reasons for it. So are they going to vote for a continuing resolution? When Republicans voted against it, they just got hammered. Oh, look what the Republicans are doing. You can't go to the – what's the first thing they shut down? Parks. So all these people go out to see a park. They can't get in. They're locked up, chains and everything, because the Republicans shut down the government. And then, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, what happens is people go to work. They don't get paid for whatever long it lasts. But as soon as the resolution is signed, they get all their back pay. And everybody knows that, okay, I'm working with the government. They're going to pay me. It just may take a while. So some people, I guess, don't go to work, but many do. You know, the military goes to work. You know, your Social Security checks come out. Your Medicare checks come out. None of that stuff's touched. You know, so anyway. As you can imagine, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does not like this. I cannot underscore enough how incorrect this is. And what Schumer said is, while the bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. You know, both sides. Liars. I mean, if it was Republicans doing it, the Republicans be putting a spin on it just like this. And if the Democrats were holding the cards, they'd be saying the same thing. Oh, look, Republicans are going to be shutting down the government. It's going to be hurting everybody. So now the Republicans are saying, now the Democrats, you know, what can I say? What else? Egg prices have been coming down. But then they look like they've leveled. The grocery prices, though, for consumers, and everybody out there, you know, you don't buy Ferraris, you don't buy Maserati, you don't buy those things, but you do buy food. And grocery prices has been a top concern for about, let me see, it looks like here, oh my gosh, 90% of the people say they're either very concerned or somewhat concerned about grocery and food prices. Now, they're saying is it could be a drop in demand, you know, people, because the more expensive they are. And I think in February it was $5.90 for a price of a dozen large grade A. In January it was $4.95. It was $4.14 in December. You don't even want to talk about last year, but it was down to $2. However, people said they would rather the grocery prices go down than get a raise. That's more concerning to them.
I kind of agree with that. Groceries are expensive.
Yeah, well, they are. And, you know, and eggs. That's why the other night at Preston Sharp's Flags and Flowers fundraiser, one of the things they auctioned off was 3 dozen eggs. Are you kidding? My God, it went for more money than the gun did. Okay, maybe a little exaggeration.
Yeah, the memes have been about, you know, people buying cannabis in store compared to buying eggs on the street. You know,
is that right?
It used to be vice versa.
And you see these little reels. Person pulls up, somebody walks up to him and he goes, "How many?" He says, "How many you got?" And the woman holds up 6 eggs. She says, "How much money you have?" He goes, I have $8. She gives him two eggs, you know, yep. That kind of thing. He goes, are you going to be back? And she says, yeah, I'll have brown eggs next week. Goes, oh, okay, I'll get some more money.
Yep.
Oh, Linda brought home some eggs the other day. She goes, I can't believe this. She gets the 18 because she likes to have hard-boiled eggs and wheat eggs. And $7, $8, something like that. It was, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So then we have friends that have chickens who become our best friends.
Yep.
At least as long until the, you know, the egg price. Down. No. Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Region has got, what is it, 11 chickens. She brought in a dozen eggs for me, just gave them to me. And you know what? I had tears in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't think ever eggs would do that.
No, because they've always been there at two something, you know, $1.89. Well, yeah. You know, these kind of things.
They've been cheap.
Now, what they are saying is, you know, they're coming back from the bird flu. And by the way, I saw something. If the bird flu is, it can cross borders, right? I mean,
yeah,
Canada.
It doesn't know
why
borders.
Didn't they, you know, how come they didn't have the million chickens kill off in Canada? Like
makes
we
you wonder.
Did. Yeah. And then you, now they're saying with Easter coming, Easter's usually more eggs. But, you know,
yeah.
people color these eggs. And I'll tell you now, they're not throwing them away.
Not this year.
No, not this year. You know, oh, look at them. They have colored eggs. And you, yes, eat them. And you have them for breakfast the next day. And they're not going outside to be found. No, you get the plastic eggs, put them outside, have the other eggs your kids can color, and keep the eggs.
Yeah.
Now, other people are saying, you know, grocery prices, inflation, housing cost, and gas cost. Now, when you're in California, gas costs are, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. And the politicians are doing it to us on purpose. They don't have to do this. Even with everything that's going on,
yes.
They continue to add regulations and more taxes on gas. You know, and who gets hurt by that? You and me, buddy.
Yep.
It's not hurting Gavin. It's not hurting the assembly members or the senators because they get free gas.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, and it hurts the trucking industry. If it hurts the trucking industry, who then passes that on. And this is one of the reasons your egg prices
go up.
Go up. Oh, well.
Dominoes.
So what do we do? Well, I tell you what, here's the solution, and we'll take our break. The solution is you throw the bums out of office.
Yeah.
You throw the bums out of office. That's how you do it. You don't like what's going on in the federal government, then, hey, in 2 years, you can rock and roll.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, if you do like it, you keep those people in there. If you like what's happening in California, continue to vote for those people.
Yeah, that's really the reason, problem.
Oh, well, I haven't found a way to get into the voting systems to put who I want in there. Ben, I'm going to make you my secretary of education.
All right.
For the
sounds
state.
Good. I might be pretty good at that.
I'm
both
sorry.
My parents were teachers, so
there.
I know a little bit about the education
system. When I become governor, you're in, buddy.
All right.
And you know what? I am not going to take gas from the state. I will pay for my own. It will hurt me. Not that I drive, because then you have chauffeurs and a bunch, you know, limousines and that stuff.
Yeah.
Got to take a break here, and we're going to be right back with our Korean War veterans. Not Korean War. Well, yeah, these are Korean War veterans, but we're going to talk about the different things that are going on with this organization. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential, Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. We're a little more organized now. A little, not a lot, but a little more organized. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right off, it's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, our jewelry store. I say ours because we kind of feel like we're family there. What? What? No, he's okay. Ben and I are having a Friday.
Aren't we ever?
No. I'm sorry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, watch repairman, stonecutter, and all this. Great people, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 30 years. Can't say enough about them. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good morning.
Morning, Carl. Morning. Thanks for having us here this morning.
You bet, Dick Wilkinson and Frankie Rose.
Yes, indeedy.
General Rose.
Yes, indeedy.
Okay. And like don't tap your hands on the table. Yeah, put them in your pockets. You two kids. All right, let me tell you about Frank and Dick. They're both 90-something. 93. 93 for Dick and 92 for Frank. And trust me, my friends, if you had their energy when you're 80, you'll be lucky. They are involved in so many different things that have to do with our veterans community, but other things. Dick raises, you know, like $100,000 a year for United Way. No, no, Salvation Army. Yeah. Salvation Army. He's got the big red barn. And even in bad years, it's, you know, it's tens of thousands of dollars that you raise out of the goodness of your heart, you and your family.
In the last 15 years, we raised very close to $340,000.
There you go. That's a lot of money. And it goes right back into our own Salvation Army here. So what are you two doing today?
Well, tomorrow's our meeting of the Korean Veterans Association. We are at the Country Waffle. Yeah. And everybody's invited, but especially we'd like to have any veterans who ever served in Korea to come join us.
If you flew over Korea, if your plane landed in Korea on your way to the Far East, that counts. If your plane, you know, if you came into Korea, you stayed there for 3 weeks or 2 weeks for Ochi Focus Lens, which is a big operation there, you can be in the Korean Veterans Club. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the new rule.
That's the new rule because there's not that many Korean War veterans left, especially with you two's energy. My God.
We're disappearing. We lost three last year, you know, three of our members.
That was kind of careless. Oh, you mean they passed? You didn't lose them. I mean,
they died.
They died. Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I was making light of that. So anybody that's spent time, any military member, no matter what their service, if you spent time in Korea, you can be in this organization, and you all do a lot of great things.
Yes, indeedy.
Like you're showing, you've got your student's dictionary out, which I have a copy of.
Yes.
Because that's where my mind was. What is it, like sixth grade or something like that?
Third grade. That's who we give them to, third graders.
Oh, I overestimated my brain power here.
We put this little poster inside here. It says, "This student dictionary is a gift from the Reading chapter of the Korean War Veterans Association. We'd love to hear from you." And there's the post office box. And two schools have taken the time to write and thank us. One was Anderson Heights.
Uh-huh.
Anderson Heights was Rancho Tejama.
Okay.
And you want to list other schools that we've given them? Books too.
Yeah, the one that's up on 299, it's Montezuma, is the new name for it, but the old name was Shasta Elementary, which is supposed to be one of the oldest public schools in California. And the other one is Shasta Lake Elementary.
Wait a minute, it was Shasta Elementary, and they changed it to Montezuma?
Yeah. Montessori.
Oh, Montessori. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That sounds, I could understand Wintu or something like that, but not Montezuma. Okay, so Montessori.
The other one is Rancho Tejama over there in Corning.
Yep.
And Juniper Academy and Anderson Heights. And then a new one we got is called the Tree of Life. And that's down in Anderson. And what we found out about that school, we were invited to come down as a Veterans Day event, which we did, and went into the gymnasium, and on the walls are all the flags of all the stations, nations of the world, all up on the wall, all of them. And also, we found out that school teaches the kids two languages while they're going to school, and it was very interesting. Now, for the
only learn English, they learn Spanish.
What's that?
Is it Spanish or is it other languages?
Well, no, other languages. Most of the kids that have come there aren't even speak Spanish, but they're talking about German.
Yeah.
French.
French.
Korean. South Korean. They had two teachers that were there for South Korea.
They teach Korean?
Yeah.
I know Korean. I know bulgogi and kimchi. I probably pronounced them wrong.
We've been given the dictionaries from 2020 to 2025, that's 6-7 schools a year, and that comes out to about 2,500 dictionaries we've given out since then.
These dictionaries are cool, you know, they're third grade, but the They have the constitutions in it. The you've got maps. You've got presidents. It's kind of a handy source book for a lot of information about our country.
And it's sort of a combination encyclopedia and dictionary.
Yeah, like I said, I've got one in my office. You gave me one, you surprised you can pull things, pull out there and say, what was this clause in the Constitution?
Another interesting thing is that the United States government is going to stop having the kids allow them to bring their cell phone to school, which means you won't be able to use that. Well, in the interim, in the dictionary, there is one where they teach you how to do the hind sandwich for the deaf. And the kids are picking that up real quick because they can learn to speak without speaking.
So they're like doing the sign language, huh? So they can talk. Over at the Reading School of the Arts, they teach Chinese. I think it's Mandarin. Yeah. And the kids are really good at it. I mean, you start them when they're young like that. I mean, they pick it up quick. And they said teachers were going, the only thing bad about it is they're talking in Chinese. We have no idea what they're talking about, and are we being plotted against? Yeah, a bunch of little blonde-haired kids running around speaking Mandarin. We got to take a break. And I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose from the Korean Veterans, not Korean War, the Korean Veterans Organization. They're having a meeting tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, and should arrive before 11 o'clock if you were to have lunch. The meeting starts at 12. If you want to eat there,
get in there early
about 11 o'clock.
They got great tuna fish sandwiches there, by the way. Yeah, and good waffles. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maximum Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions. Judy started this business back in 1993, and she's been a success at it ever since. With new administration, the problems we're having with insurance out here in California, there's fires and people are cutting insurance, other people aren't. What do you do? Well, if you're looking for a second opinion, a free review and evaluation on what you have, please give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Like I said, it's a free review and evaluation of what you have, and maybe there's some ways they can help you. We do business with Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's taking real good care of us and our insurance needs. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal De Mercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, another locally owned, locally operated business right here in Redding. You got a chip, small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. It goes away, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your safety or family's safety. Come on down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He is a master windshield repair specialist. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. It is a veterans-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And speaking of veterans, I'm here with Frank Rose and Dick Wilkinson from the Korean Veterans Organization. And we talked a little bit about Frank and Dick, but on Saturday night, Dick was at the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council with a lot of other people. Right. A lot of other people. And you were awarded the Veterans Advocate of the Year.
Individual.
Individual.
All right. And so... When I got
were you
up,
surprised?
When I got up and received the award, I got the mic, and I said, I was nominated, but nobody told me I was selected for it, so this kind of a surprise, sort of. And I would have prepared a three-hour speech, but I don't have one. I said, what am I supposed to do, tell a joke? And I did. I said, I made up a joke myself a while ago, and this is a joke. It's pretty quick. My wife and I have a checking account at the Tri-Counties Bank, and last week I went to the branch on the corner of South Street and Pine Street and filled out an application for a 10-year loan. And on the application, they wanted to know what the purpose of the loan was. As soon as they read it, they immediately approved the loan. And what I put for what I wanted a loan, I wanted to go to the grocery store and buy one dozen large eggs.
Makes sense.
Well, on there at the Flags and Flowers, they auction off 3 dozen eggs. So, I mean, they're auctioning off eggs now. Okay. Now, what else we got going here, boys?
Well, the biggest thing is we're going to be doing some things for the Rose of Sharon. We're going to be setting those dates up. And
what is the Rose of Sharon? Tell people what that is.
The Rose of Sharon is the flower of South Korea, which we use to have people donate money to, and it's a representation of the 12 battles, the little buds, 12 major battles of South Korea, and it's a peace flower.
Okay.
Flower of Peace.
And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the you know, the Korean government, South Korean government, comes up to Reading a lot of time. I don't know if it's every year. And they come up and present things to our Korean War veterans. You know, they were doing that for a while. Are they still coming up? Or
yes.
Okay.
And there's something else people don't know. When the war was over, the Korean government is the only government in the world that says thank you to the United States government for setting them free. They're the only ones, and they do it every year.
Yep.
And that's been 75 years ago.
Yep. So, and, you know, I think they've been a strong ally to us. And the, but, like, you know, what I thought was so cool was their government representatives, and their, I guess they have a council in San Francisco, make a point of coming up here every year. And they have little, they have gifts for all you, you know, for all the Korean War veterans. It's so cool. Yes, sir.
You know, during that COVID business, the virus business, the Korean government sent thousands of
masks.
They sent masks. We had a session over at Anderson VFW where we were putting 100 masks in bags. I think the bags were provided by Kent's Market, and every veteran would come get a bag of 100 masks. We had thousands of masks.
I remember that.
They
had cases.
They sent us cases of them.
Cases,
you know,
of because people were having problems getting masks.
All made in Korea. All made in South Korea.
That's right.
Yeah.
You just had, I remember that. You're right.
And wow. We haven't set the dates yet, but we're going to have the fundraiser for the Roads of Sharon. We set up a booth in the parking lot at the Sportsman's Warehouse.
Do you know what month it's going to be?
No, as soon as the weather clears, probably it's going to be pretty soon.
It's snowing outside, by the way.
I hope not.
Oh, my goodness.
It's snowing. And we're looking out on our window on the world and at 1326 Market Street. That is snow, isn't it, Ben?
Is it?
It sure is.
It sure
is.
So.
That's snow.
I want you to run out there and stand in it. And,
let's go build a snowman.
See if it accumulates.
Build a snowman.
On this day in Reading, at such and such a time, we now have snow falling.
On March the 14th at 7:56 in the morning, we have snow falling in Reading, California. Okay. Which means that Buford will not leave the house so at all. So now we got to watch him. You may do a sneak peek someplace. Okay. Well, guys, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for so much you do for our community.
Thanks.
Oh, and by the way, if you're trying to sell raffle tickets and you're having a tough time, you call Dick Wilkinson. This man can sell. He can sell raffle tickets like I've never seen in my life.
Yes.
And, you know, like for the Marine Corps, for our Marine Corps birthday ball, which is 250th this year, it's going to be big. We're going to have the three guns, so what we do is we only sell 150 tickets per each one. We just give them all to Dick, and Dick comes back and hands us the money. Now I will say 2/3 of the tickets are bought by your very large family. No, I'm just kidding, but somehow. I guess you just can't say no to the boy. So, you know how it is with kids like you two. Okay. Anything else? Last thoughts here?
The big thing is we'd like to have any military gentleman and his wife or girlfriend come to our meetings for the camaraderie. And we want to share that warmth. And I have a guest speaker coming up, and hopefully he's going to show. I'm going to have to verify it. And that's the transportation manager for RABA.
Oh, he's a good guy. Are we talking about the guy that runs RABA?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good speaker.
So I got to verify that with him today that he's going to show. So I have to go over there and find out.
Okay. Well, I don't want you driving in the snow, Frank. You let Dick drive in the snow.
Yeah.
He's 93. You're 92. Yeah.
You know, so telling, do we have any more time?
You've got 1 minute. Exactly.
If I'm selling tickets, I have like a foot in the door. I present this card and ask if they ever come by see the Christmas lights with the big red barn, and about 90% of people say, yeah, they've been
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's been
and
there.
And it sort of makes me legitimate then, you know.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah.
You little devil.
Yeah.
I think I'll get one. It says I'm a representative of the
Vatican. And on the back of the card, I put this.
Okay, it says, we also do, you do Halloween?
Big time Halloween. We have a spooky room in the barn. And I didn't know that. We usually have over 300 people visit us every year.
Okay, well, as we get closer, we'll talk about that. Yeah. Dick Wilkinson, Frank Rose, Korean Veterans, and the club, they do so much for our community, and Dick is just Veterans Advocate of the Year. So, all right. You all be safe out there. It is snowing, and be careful.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, Carl.
After the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The feds launching investigations at more than 50 universities for alleged racial discrimination. It's all a part of President Trump's campaign to end DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. In the Senate debate over a partial government shutdown later tonight, Republicans seem on track to prevail over Democrats and pass a continuing resolution to resolve the impasse.
It's time for the Democrat leader to acknowledge that it's his decisions that put us here.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
And urge his colleagues to accept the situation and vote to fund the government rather than to let it shut down.
Their Senate leader relented.
For Donald Trump, a shutdown would be a gift.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The best distraction he could ask for from his awful agenda.
And so,
I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wide swath of the country could be in for some fierce weather in the next few days.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are on the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
Hamas says it accepts a proposal from mediators to release one living American-Israeli hostage and the bodies of four dual nationals, hostages who died in captivity. The Israeli Prime Minister's office accusing Hamas of trying to sabotage ongoing talks on the next stage of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. Stocks higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 521 points. NASDAQ ahead 344. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is going before judges in the International Criminal Court today, days after his arrest in Manila on murder charges.
The 79-year-old Duterte, the first Asian former leader arrested on an ICC warrant, will be read his rights in court and formally informed of the charges of crimes against humanity that the court's prosecutors have filed against him after a lengthy probe. The court will also seek to set a date for a key pre-trial hearing at which judges would assess whether there's enough evidence to proceed to a full trial, which could take years. If Duterte is convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Estimates of the death toll during Duterte's presidential term vary from more than 6,000 up to 30,000 claimed by human rights groups. I'm Charles Villadez.
Duterte insisting he's innocent of any wrongdoing. News and analysis, townhall.com. Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to partly allow birthright citizenship restrictions.
Federal judges in three states have blocked the executive order that would deny citizenship to those born after February 19th whose parents are in the country illegally. So the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to narrow those orders from the lower courts. In the emergency request, the Justice Department argues that individual judges lack the power to issue nationwide injunctions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The investigation of a January mid-air collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C., revealed an alarming number of recent close calls just outside the nation's capital. And now aviation experts, as well as family members who lost loved ones, are asking why Congress and the Federal Aviation Administration had failed to act despite previous warnings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 14th of March, it is National Pi Day. It's P-I, not pie. Not the real pie. It's Pi Day. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here at the helm, and we found out today what static electricity can do.
Yes, we did.
It will turn off the whole board.
Yes, it
you know,
will.
It happens on a, I can't say a semi-regular because it's very irregular, that because static electricity, in which we have a can of, you'll find it over there, you spray the rug, and it takes that away. And when your hand goes over this one thing, it just clicks off the program button. When the program button is off, nothing goes out. So we went in and looked, boom, hit the program button, we're back on the air. I knew it was something like that. I knew that, you know, we never have a catastrophic failure here. It would be, you know.
Yeah, it gets that charged up with the static electricity?
I don't know. Because it doesn't happen enough that for us to, but we do have that, you know, we can spray the rug. And it takes care of it for a long time until it happens again, and we spray the rug again. So it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it can build up with helicopters, you know, the rotors, you know, the rotary blades. You'll get blown off a helicopter if you touch it and you're not grounded, right?
Oh, yeah, when they come in, you know, you're getting ready to hook something up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you let it ground itself. You know, I've seen Marines get knocked. I've seen Marines get knocked back 10 or 12 feet.
The carpet, you know, that's never, you would never think, you know.
And you go near your dog and all of his hair stands up. On the end because of the static electricity. Okay, let's talk weather. Right now, we're looking outside, and I wouldn't have believed it, but we're having snow showers here. Snow and rain. But it's sufficient enough snow, you can say snow showers. And it said snow showers before 10 a.m. Sure enough, and here we are. It's going to be like this. It's going to go turn into rain showers, a high near 48 today. And showers tonight with a low around 38, but the wind gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Showers on Saturday, wind gust at 21 miles per hour. Saturday night, lows in the mid-40s, not too bad. Showers on Sunday, Sunday night, Monday. Now, on Sunday night, or Sunday, you're going to have gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. So if you're thinking about pulling something out there, you might want to rethink that. And now, when it gets around Tuesday, or Monday and Tuesday night, we're going to have lows around 35. So now we've got frost. And if there's water and there's frost and it's 35, just be careful out there. And it's going to be looking like this, rain all the way through next Thursday. There's maybe a slight clearing on Wednesday, but back to showers Wednesday night and then Thursday. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ground
now, look at now that snow is coming down now. Okay, the weather report's always brought to you though by the Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Kenny family started this business 30 years ago, and they're into the third generation of Kennys helping run that business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They're just a great group of people, and they do a lot for their customers. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here, as we are looking out at this in disbelief, Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, out of Palo Cedro, the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento that you just started like 5 years ago.
Fourth anniversary this year.
Yeah, and it's grown.
September.
Why do you think it, besides you just being a great lawyer, and understanding it, but why do you think it's, I mean, it's taken off up here like
it's
this?
You have such an amazing wife.
Yeah, no, it, I think it's, I mean, it is the business model. So word of mouth is everything up here, right? That is.
And radio advertising?
Yeah, and radio advertising. Actually, yeah. But people do say, hey, I've heard about you on the radio. And with that, it's like a branding thing.
No, I understand.
Yeah, it's, I think it's just the personality of it, aggressive and knowledge, and just the care I provide. Doctors will say, hey, I know about him. I've heard about him. I hear he's great. So I think just those things. I think word gets around. So I think that's part of it.
I think part of it is you're a very direct guy, and you are also a no-nonsense guy. But since you all only see Patrick on the radio like this, he's also a very funny guy. And, I mean, funny in the sense of humorous. Right. And Jill, I'm thoroughly in awe with you about being able to control this.
Yeah. She puts up with me. It's amazing.
Well, that's it. Same thing, same thing Linda put up with us. But to build that fast. Now, and something like workers' compensation isn't one of those legal side of issue or legal, arms that pays
right.
Huge amount of money. It doesn't. You all are. You have like caps.
Right.
Unlike other lawyers.
Well, it's much lower. So like a civil attorney, they take a third, 40%, 35-40%, something like that, plus costs. With workers' compensation, I mean, I don't really have much cost. The insurance company winds up bearing most of them. But it's 15% is pretty much the max. And then if it's I have one case where yesterday. The whole goal of this case is to not have his disability get worked up. Another attorney would take his case and try to push disability up. And that's okay. I mean, there's cases, that's what a lot of them are there for. But this young guy, he wants to stay on the job.
Yeah.
And if another attorney takes this and all they care about is this disability rating so they can get paid, it's going to ruin this kid's life. So I took it on for that reason. And, we were about to start a deposition. We wound up not doing the deposition because I explained it to them. I said, hey, I know what you're worried about. I was talking to the other attorney. I know what you're worried about. That's not what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And, so it settled quick. That's going to be, 10% or something like that in attorney's fees. It has to be justified by the time spent on the case and things like
that. And then you look at your overhead, because obviously, you got office rental, and then you've got a lot of people working for you, or maybe not a lot, but a number of people working for you that have to keep track of the paperwork, do some research for you. But the one thing is, when you call that office, when you're looking, to talk to get some kind of legal assistance, you're talking to Patrick.
Right.
And, it may take you a day to call him back because you're real busy, but you're the only one they talk to. And I think that's cool, too.
Yeah. Well, there's questions now where they have questions about their mileage reimbursement and stuff, and the girls are going to take care of those administrative things. But, sometimes a lot of people call just because they want to be reassured, and that can be a drag on time. But yeah, as far as doing legal work, getting legal advice, the consultations, when somebody comes in to have a consultation, a lot of firms that represent injured workers will use paralegals for those tasks, and I don't. And I think that's another huge, incentive. I think that's another draw
your first one is a free consultation.
Correct.
Too.
Yeah. Consultations are free. You can't be charged hourly. I'm sure there's attorneys somewhere in California that don't follow those rules, but you're just trying to get information. And I've told several people, I don't think you need an attorney. I think an attorney's gonna slow your case down, or an attorney might, cause problems for you. So I'll give them the straight answer. And ideally, you don't need an attorney and everything's smooth. Ideally.
Ideally.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that I've noticed that you said, a lot of times I'll tell people, it's taking time, But you don't want to get a lawyer involved with this, because once you do, everything shuts down.
Yeah.
And I think that's great advice, you know, and that's the type of thing where you're really kind of turning business away, but it's for the client, even if he's not a client.
Well, I need to prioritize, you know, it's triage, right? So, you know, I have a client who passed away last week, you know, and so I have a lot of really catastrophic injuries. And, you know, there's other attorneys will take any case that comes to their door, and they do the same thing in every case. But you have to look at the impact of this injury on somebody's life. My reviews aren't going to be based on how much money I get somebody, because workers' comp doesn't pay out like that. They don't pay out on pain and suffering and punitives and stuff like that. It's you know, minimal awards. It's going to be based on where they are when they walk out of my office at the end of their case. So, you know, you have to focus on that. There's ways to move forward and maybe even wind up in a better situation, maybe financially or career-wise, on the other end of your case. That can be done. It's difficult, but it can be done. And, you know, so that's what I try to focus on, those things. And so if I take something that they don't need a lawyer, or, you know, a lawyer's just going to slow it down, I mean, it's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. No, it's cool. You know, I've learned this over the years with you, that you're there for your client. And I'll just tell people, I've asked Patrick. I've called Patrick up with questions that have to do with legal. And he has been spot on. Has nothing to do with workers' compensation. And I think it's cost me a cup of coffee, maybe. Literally, you saved us thousands of dollars that another lawyer had no concept of what.
Just going to hire you up.
Yeah, when I told him, I said, have you thought of this? And it was just... Of course, I don't know what he looks like, because I've never seen him in, you know, face to face. Just I get my the $450 phone call, but this, you know, this is the kind of guy he is. He knows not just one facet of the law. It always amazes me, because I'll ask you something that has nothing to do with workers' comp. You know, this whole show could be about something about branding cattle, and you're going to be able to tell me about it. Because
maybe Jill, not brand new cattle. Yeah.
Well, okay, but Jill knows. But you don't know. Jill knows. And we have to take a break. I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, out of Palo Cedro. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The other day we had the Shasta Regional on, and again, their imaging center, can take people right now.
Interesting.
They're hearing where people are having to wait a month to get x-rays or MRIs or CAT scans. Call Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to their website, ShastaRegional.com. They'll get you in quickly, and here is the best. You'll get those results in 24 hours. Imagine going in for to get an x-ray that might have something to do with cancer, and it takes you 10 days to get it back. I mean, that's 10 days. That's a long 10 days. They're going to get it back to you in 24 hours. And they said, you know, there maybe it's 48 hours, but because their people are looking at it right now. They've been in the business there for 40 plus years. And so if you need imaging of any kind, ShastaRegional.com. Take a look at it. Don't wait. Give them a call or go to the website. We'll be right back.
I got this.
Owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at ShastaCollege.edu.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino. And outside right now, my friends, if you're just waking up and you're kind of padding over to the kitchen to get your little cup of coffee, or you're getting ready to leave and go to work, it is snowing outside. It's not sticking to the ground, it doesn't look like. I don't see it's... Of course, it's all concrete out here. Can you see over in the grass?
Yeah, there's no...
Okay, it's not accumulating because it's kind of a snow-rain mix, but here it is. So, good morning, Reading. And I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, out of Palo Cedro, largest workers' compensation office in north of Sacramento. He's built in the last 4 years. And because he does a good job, and people keep coming up. When do you, I know you have admin people in there, and Jill, who of course is the brains behind the outfit, like Linda is here. Are you thinking about bringing on more lawyers or?
Anthony's in law school now, so definitely that.
He'll start working.
You know, trying to start. It's difficult when you know bringing somebody another lawyer on because, you know, I mean that's. You don't know somebody, you know, that well. And,
you don't know if they've got the work ethic you want.
Well, there's that, and it's, you know, there's some good attorneys that I know that they do have the work ethic and everything.
Okay.
But then, you know, it's like, what do? You partner up with them? Because if you just hire them as an employee, they're not going to be happy. But then partnering up, I mean, I've seen so many, there's a lot of partnerships that are worse than a divorce when they end. You know, and so, you know, I mean, the attorneys I know who are good enough that I would want them to, you know, want to do business with them, I wouldn't want to lose their friendship, you know.
So
it's when the right person comes along, the right person comes along.
Yeah, it'll happen. And like you said, your son's going to law school.
Yeah, it'll be great.
What year is he?
He's in his first year, but he's doing really well. And
is he liking it?
He loves it.
Okay.
I did too. I never thought of myself as being, you know, like a student really, and let alone a lawyer, but I just had an aptitude for it. My brain likes solving the puzzles that exist. You know?
My nephew went through law school in Memphis and never once set foot in a courtroom. Became a fireman in Chattanooga. Yeah.
Similar.
Yeah. Well, you know, and he just after graduating. Yeah. And he was ready to drop out after a second year. And his mom, my sister, said, fine, send back the credit card. Because you've been through 2 years of this, at least graduate. Yeah. And then if you don't want to be a lawyer, you don't have to be a lawyer. And, well, now he's moved from the fire department over working with people in Chattanooga, you know, that have needs and all this. And his legal background
helps.
Yeah, you know, it does help a lot there.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, he went through it and he just,
you know, good on him for knowing himself. A lot of people,
oh, yeah,
they get trapped in this career, and it is, you know, what the exchange is for an attorney is your clients are paying you to make their problems your problem, and a lot of people don't understand that. They know I'll be a lawyer. It's just like on TV, you know, you wear nice suits and stuff, and you know, I don't have
it's
to take holes.
It's not suits. TV series
no.
Suits.
It is completely unlike any scene you've ever seen in suits. Is completely different, you know, than actually practiced law.
You know what? I've walked in your office before, and I've never seen the red-haired girl with the $2,000 designer suits that had been sprayed on, or the other people. And yeah. I thought, well, what's going on here,
Orange County.
Yeah. Hey, and that's interesting what you say. I take on their problems. It's like the sin eaters. You know, if you remember back in the dark ages, people would take on the other person's sins. You know, they call them sin eaters. Oh. And so that would give them, you know, okay, now you can go on your way. So it's kind of a lawyer is a little bit like that because you're taking on their problems. And it can affect you, too. I mean,
yep.
You know, but you know what I mean? It can affect you because you, yep, because you have a buy-in there.
Yeah. I mean, everybody who's good at their job has too much work to do. And they also have to live their own life, and they have their own stuff to deal with. And at some point, it becomes, you know, it gets overwhelming at some point in everybody's career. So, you know, it's you know, you try to manage that. But, no, you another thing that happens with a lot of clients is, you know, you're managing their problems within the scope of workers' compensation. It's just what the board can do. But it bleeds over into so many different aspects of their life. It's hard for them to differentiate, you know, what's workers' comp and what is not. And I understand that. I mean, I get it. They're not lawyers. So I get calls about a lot of problems that, you know, aren't related to workers' comp or legal problems because that does affect their life. It affects their marriage.
It affects their children's life. Absolutely. You know, this is one of the things I say is that workers, you know, if a person injured on the job, it's not just him. It's his family. It's his employer in many ways. Employer wants to get him back or her back. I mean, it's just not working out. That's why they end up calling you.
Well, there's the system itself, the way it's designed, the design of the workers' compensation system is just – there's just a slow grind and everything takes longer than it should. And it's very frustrating and it's hard for people to not get very – like have a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, and feel like it's personal. Feel like they're being targeted because of it.
Well, how can you not? In many cases, you know, Jill. You know, I'm sure that you know you've seen this 1,000 times. Is why are they doing this to me?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought, you know, I think everybody thinks that occasionally. If something happens, why are they doing this to me? You know, it could be taxes, it could be whatever it is. Why is the city bothering me about this? Why for me? But it's not. It's
the system.
Everybody, the system is so screwed up that it affects everybody. But you, how can you not think that? Why are they doing this to me?
And you know, I understand. We being in the same state as you know Southern California is just an example of how you know the bad deeds of people who have they're nowhere close to us, and they're committing all of these fraudulent acts. It's organized crime, and they're committing workers' comp fraud against the carriers by. You know, performing things that medical services that don't need to be provided, all this. So the insurance companies have to legislate, you know, they have to get legislation to protect them from, you know, billions of dollars in losses. And it winds up trickling down to the injured worker.
Mm-hmm.
Just like everything. Every law that seems like it shouldn't exist, it's because somebody did something or several people did something that should not have been done. And these laws are, you know, they're put in place to stop that from happening. And we wind up suffering, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of times it's kind of like the law of unintended consequences that you see that laws are passed and it's like, you know, like when they passed save the sea otters and the Environmental Protection Act.
Right.
Also included were little slugs, different types of grass. And everybody's thinking otters, sea otters, and all these things. What they didn't realize is that the huge impact it was going to have on everybody, that you've got some standing water on your property.
Yeah, that's a navigable waterway.
Yeah. So, you know, so when they're doing these things, oh, yeah, we're here to help. But they're not. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help.
Well, it's the tentacles, like the bureaucracy, once it spreads. And it's never going to – it just spreads. And they leave the laws not ambiguous, but they want to capture as much of what's intended as possible. I just don't think that they understand how it just spreads out and webs out and just starts grabbing onto – anything it can, and it gets stretched, you know, through,
because
through
bureaucracies will grow. Always. They will stretch out, they get their fingers on something, and that becomes part of the bureaucracy.
Absolutely.
This is when I know people are hating Trump for this. The only way you're going to destroy these bureaucracies, it's not going to be, you know, going in surgical, in my opinion, and cutting off a piece here, a piece there. You've got to hit it with a massive amount of Roundup and kill off the root system and then rebuild it. Mm-hmm. And I know people are being hurt by this. You know, I'm part of an organization that, Backcountry Horsemen, you know, we do all the trail clearings on Pacific Coast Trail. And there's 26 of us, 26 of these organizations here in California. That stopped because the grants have been put on hold. And, when it gets put on hold, I mean, we do it, we spend our own money anyway, but they were, sometimes they reimburse us, but for the CCC crews or other groups, you know, that are out there, everything's on hold right now. Now, I think that you're going to see it start coming back once they've got their arms around this.
Well, I worry that when it comes back, when it comes back, it's going to be automated by and large, right? The grant applications are going to be automated, processed differently because they won't have the staff. And, it's going to come back tenfold. Is there going to be a wave of fraud on that end, just like there was with the unemployment benefits during COVID in California?
Oh, my God.
I mean, does that happen, on these grants?
Well, and one of the things they're finding out is how many billion dollars were handed out to kids 11 years old and younger during the COVID thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was a big article on it. They were 11 years old.
I think EDD was pretty much like – I think they were insolvent for a while there. They started doing some weird things with people's benefits.
Well, and then criminals?
Oh, yeah, jail, they were getting payments.
People in jail got $25,000. I mean, come on. And so, I mean, think about all the trillions of dollars out like that. Yeah. So I understand why they're doing it. But like you said, it could, you know, there's going to be, it's going to be, I think it's going to be painful.
Yeah.
Now, the question is from this pain, will we grow and do it the right way?
And I hope that the partisanship doesn't purposely take it off the rails and then, create a bigger mess.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. It's snowing, raining outside, but it's clearly snowing, which is kind of cool, in March the 14th in Redding, California. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960 and has been in the same location since 1967. If you know where the old Lucky Miller's was, it used to be the subway. It's across the parking lot from that. And it's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And I've been going to it since the day I moved here, or since, when I moved here. That long. Never had a bad haircut there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And you have the ability to make an appointment. So, which is what I do by calling 530-244-9478. And I make an appointment that works on my schedule. And I can come in there and get in, get my haircut and get out. Or I can get my haircut and sit there and catch up on Car and Track and National Geographic. You can also walk in, and if they've got an opening there, you're going to get in a chair and get a great haircut. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the snowed-in studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're seeing accumulation out there on cars and on the statue across the street. It looks like it may be letting up, but here it is. This should turn to rain by 10 o'clock. But we'll see. Weather reports. And, yeah, it's going to be weather like this throughout the weekend. And next week, I think we have one day that's maybe partly sunny. And that's going to be Tuesday. But it's going to be frost because of the temperatures the night before. And Tuesday night, mostly clear. And then Wednesday, to kick it off again with more showers. So from now through Sunday and Monday, Monday night, and then Tuesday, we might have some sun that day. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned, family-run, veteran-owned business right there in Anderson. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Gorman Law and Jill and Patrick Gorman out of Palo Cedro, largest workers' compensation office in north of Sacramento, built in the last 4 years. So, yeah. Just 4 years. When's your fifth anniversary?
Fourth anniversary is September.
Oh, fourth anniversary is
August 17th.
August 17th, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, we started August of 2021 on the back end of COVID. And,
good time to start.
It was, actually. It wasn't intended to be that way. It was.
Was that a good time to start because of COVID?
Which, well, oh, because you didn't. God, you started right before COVID, didn't
you? You start small.
Yeah.
And, you learn as you go, and so.
Yeah, it was a slow time, I think, in the industry, but
we started out we were new.
Yeah, but were people workers' compensation hit on COVID? I mean, if you had COVID, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even just from COVID. It was. I mean, there were injuries from before COVID, a lot of them for 2019, but also in 2020. You know, the jobs that have a higher instance of injuries, they were all, you know, essential workers. They were the trades, law enforcement, firefighters, safety workers, government employees. Like that's,
yeah.
Those are the jobs that drivers. Those are the jobs that have the higher instance of injuries. So those are the majority of the cases anyways.
Well, now farm workers, for insurance, for your workers' comp,
right.
Must be some of the highest rates in the industry.
So I don't think they're the highest rates in the industry. I think the...
Among the highest rates.
Yeah,
well, maybe
it's
not.
Up there.
Maybe I'm just totally wrong.
No,
yeah.
I mean, it depends on what type of farm you're in. Like, if you're in a canning factory, those are going to be really high. If you're...
I'm talking about, like, tilling the ground, growing crops, sure. And having people work for you.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be less.
Agriculture business. There's not a lot up here north of, Tehama, there's some. Yeah. But, yeah, when you get down into, like, Yuba City area, there's quite a few. Those cases aren't... A lot of them don't file injuries. They're scared. The employers even perpetuate that. A lot of them are scared to file injuries. They think they're going to,
especially now.
But that's true. But also, a lot of them, they just want to keep working, you know? And, that's their identity. It's like, hey, if I'm not working, I'm worthless. And so it's, you know, it just.
But there's a lot of people like that. It's not just the agricultural industry. I'm sure you see that in others because you so much identify with your job.
Yeah. No, everybody, up here it's different. In the Bay Area, about a third of my cases were, you know, folks that, you know, they had injuries. It just, when I was on the other side, of course, they had injuries. They were just, it was about something else. A lot of them were, you know, they had issues with their boss or something like that.
Okay.
So there's, you know, malingering kind of situation or they had, you know, just they would have this pattern where they would go to work for a year, file a claim, go to work for a year, file a claim. I moved up here in 2014 and I think I've seen maybe one case like that over the years. It just doesn't really happen up here. Everybody wants to work, and that is, you know, a lot of people up here still have that. I mean, everybody up here, they still have that pride. Like, I work.
Yeah.
I work for what I have.
I work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's good, though.
Absolutely.
I think that's good.
I think it just is.
When people get into a spot when they start using the legal system to get even or whatever it is, I think that's really irritating to people.
Or
there's a loophole, and you know, like we had with that copyrighted picture, we had no idea it was copyrighted, and some group out of New York, just 2 years afterwards, came after us, and that was the great advice that Patrick said. He said, "If your business insurance handles this, the lawyer I was with." Never heard of that.
Interesting.
Never heard of that. In fact, the whole office. It does? And I'm like, are you anyway. And they did. Took care of it, and that was it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's workers' comp has a little bit of everything, and it moves fast. It's different than other areas of law. It's hard to get attorneys that want to do it, in fact, because it's pretty intense compared to other areas of law. But yeah, we deal with a lot of medical stuff. We deal with a lot of contracts and insurance things, right? Financial mm-hmm. products, liability issues, tort issues, criminal issues. So we deal with a lot of different things. And you know, with the insurance knowledge, I mean, that has a lot to do with working when I worked on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to understand your client's goals and objectives. And if they're an insurance company, you have to understand their business model to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whether you like it or not, insurance companies provide a very valuable service, but they're, you know, they're also going to be making money off it.
They have a little bit more say when the rules are made. They have a little bit more say than the rest of us.
Oh, you might. Yeah. All pigs are equal. Some pigs are more equal.
Yeah.
There you go. Out of Animal Farm. I'm going to take a little bit of an early break. The reason is I'm talking about what's coming down the line, because you've been talking about the need for change because things haven't changed in a long time. But then I think you mentioned some things are going to happen to hopefully help the worker and the take care of them, the ones that are injured. And everybody's heard the horror stories, you know, about back injury, can't do anything. And they saw them win the Masters weightlifting championship, right?
Yeah.
Or they watch them out there shoeing horses, and they're like. They said they can't get out of bed. Yeah. So anyway, Patrick and Jill Gorman, and we will be right at Gorman Law out of Palo Cedro, and we'll be right back.
looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Y'all, look at the snow coming down. We have this big picture window. Yeah, it's the same one that the crazy guy threw a rock through, but we've had it fixed. In fact, the rock's still right over there. So if I see him again, I'm going to hit him with the rock and, you know, get to him first. But the snow is really coming down. One of our employees said, I'm not coming in because I don't like driving in the snow. And I didn't mention, well, it doesn't look like it's sticking, but it is. It's accumulating on cars and metal objects and things like that. And it's supposed to go till 10 o'clock today. So it's really kind of cool to watch this. And I want to thank everybody out there. Pat came in with our stats, our daily stats, and there's a whole bunch of y'all out there listening today. So I can thank, you know, several people, Lori and Eric and Sean. Let me see who else is out there. Oh, Linda. Not Linda Bott, another Linda. There's, you know, people write me all the time. So thank you for listening. And people are out there taking photos of the trees and everything. I'm here with Gorman Law out of Palo Cedro with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman. workers' compensation. We've just been kind of talking about, you know, general things on it and how you know, people, when they're injured, you know, it's not fair. You know what I mean? And so then the lawyer takes on that to make it fair, but also takes on that pain sometimes. I can't, you know, and I understand that totally. But is there something coming that's going to kind of make it easier with the bureaucracy?
Well, I don't know if it'll make it easier. That's what will be intended, but a lot of it's just going to be shifting, shifting liabilities. I think the state's going to shift some of the liability back to employers, there'll be a bit of a hassle there.
What's that mean?
So, you know, the state of California is on the hook for pre-existing conditions. After World War II, a lot of employers were worried about hiring our vets when they came home because they had you know, disabilities already, and they didn't want to get hung on them, right? So they created the subsequent injury fund that would provide benefit. They would provide payments for the pre-existing conditions if somebody has a work injury if it meets certain criteria. So that fund, the RAND Corporation, they did a study on it, and the study, you know, maybe I'm wearing a foil hat. The study seemed to miss a lot of things that would have, you know, created, would have made it solvent, because it's not solvent anymore. And they seem to not even comment on those. And so anyway, it's going to be reformed. And I think what's going to happen is that those pre-existing conditions will be placed onto the employers in some way, through vocational disability. And then on top of that, there's not very many vocational experts that could do these reports in California. So people will be waiting, you know, 3 years for those things. So, I mean, if anybody's, wants a career idea, you know, look up being a vocational rehabilitation specialist, because there's going to be a huge shortage of them after 2027. There'll be that. The injured workers will probably get a raise in permanent disability benefits, the amount of money that's paid out. It hasn't gone up since 2014, so that has to go up. I don't think they'll be attaching like a COLA, a cost of living adjustment, to it. That's a little bit controversial, but it will go up. So they'll get a little bit more money. But at the end of the day, I just don't think the benefits, I don't think the system is going to be enhanced much as far as what injured workers actually need to get on the job. And what they need is they need prompt medical treatment so that they don't become chronic injuries.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is, you know, say you bust your ankle or, you know, at work. You need to, you know, of course, it has to be x-rayed, has to have a cast slapped on it. When you get that cast off in 3 weeks, you need physical therapy. And from start to finish, you should maybe be back home working 6 weeks, you know? Yeah. Well, and yet, I know that you see things, it probably takes years.
There are some employers, and I mean, off the top of my head, and it's because I don't see a lot of cases from them when I was on the other side or in court. I mean, for example, like Waste Management, good employer, Lithia, great employer, you know, Loomis even, they get their people to the doctor right away. They don't use this whole utilization review BS. Yeah. They get them an MRI right away. If they need surgery, they get them the surgery. They're back at work in 3 months.
Yeah.
They never wind up in my office. People come to my office when they have a catastrophic injury or something went wrong.
Yeah.
Or somebody wasn't doing anything, and they have this term, it's called institutional neglect. A lot of the carriers now, that's going on in these carriers' operations. So you have some employers that they're really hands-on, and those people do not, their workers don't wind up in my office.
No, because they care about their workers. They want to get them, you know, it was a legitimate injury at work, and they want to get them back, and they want to take care of them because they're part of their family. This, and I'm shifting gears in a way, but when you get employers, it's this deny, what is it?
Yeah, deny, delay, depose.
Deny, delay, depose. In the VA system, it was deny until they die.
The VA has improved quite a bit from here.
Now, the VA has gone way up since then. But, of course, you know, the CEO that was killed, and that was written on the shell casings.
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Yes.
That they're doing it on purpose, or is this just part of their business plan where they just keep shifting you?
The system is structured this way. It's part of their business plan. So they do – the system is designed in a way where if there's a mistake, it's always favorable to them somehow. But, yeah, I mean, they collect premiums based on their models of paying out. And then it seems to me that – and I don't know at what level it's, you know, placed in, but it's the system, the way it's designed is they don't pay what they're supposed to pay, and they have lawyers to get them out of paying full amount.
Yeah.
And that's what I did when I was on the other side.
Yeah.
I found anything I could find to you know, basically lower the amount that we had to pay the person. You know?
Well, now you've come to the light side. You become a Jedi.
You know, I work,
you become a Jedi warrior.
I work twice as many hours, and I'm much happier.
Love it, and you're much happier. Because I remember you telling me about that when you were on the other side. You just went, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is what they're paying me to do, but it's wrong.
Yeah.
And so you came to the other side. But see, what they gave you, though, was an insight on how the monster works.
Yeah, it's probably always been this way, right? I mean, it's like
I imagine
the ideals and everything that we have aren't necessarily consistent with these models and these structures of business. And you know, it's just everything's going to AI for these things. It just pushes it further down that road. These are machines, right? They are profit-making machines. That's what they're designed. They say people over profits. Well, the shareholders demand that. If you don't put profits over everything else as a CEO, you're going to get sued and removed by the shareholders.
Yeah.
And running a business, your business is to make money. This is all
you know,
sorts of cases.
And this is something we can't, you know, we were talking about it last night. We were talking about PG&E. You know, the PG&E business model is set up to fail because they've got to keep, you know, they have to keep the electricity on and more people are getting the solar, being forced into it and, you know, better insulated homes, you know, so they're making less money. But as somebody pointed out last night, well, that's true. But when you figure that we're paying 15 cents per kilowatt hour and they're paying 48 cents for PG&E, it's because there's got to be a profit margin built into this. No matter how, you know, how bad your business model is, when you put something up like that, it's going to keep, and it just keeps raising, because the state lets them do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, the business models that we talk about are built for one thing, is to make money for the stockholders. Now, if there be a way that at the same time they give the optimum and they give the best service to the people, you know,
if we haven't noticed, though, there's a shift away from that, right? Everybody, because they've gone, you know, all of the competitions, you know, there's been so much consolidation in so many industries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now it's make better profit margins with less, right, and squeeze more out of that lemon.
Yeah.
And so the quality of service, the quality of product, everything is just tanked. And at some point, there's going to be a strong desire for these smaller boutique-type companies that provide a better level of service, a better product, because it's just the level of product, the level of care that, you know, you call somebody for help, and if you ever get anybody on the phone, you know, they don't even, you know, they're not helpful, right? Just all of these things has been going that way, and it's because I think the competition in the market has been optimized with, you know, consolidation. And so now they're like, hey, how do we get rid of our overhead? The most control they have over is labor. So they squeeze the labor and they squeeze labor out and bring in, you know, AI and stuff like that. But AI sucks. I mean, it's not as good as everybody's worried about it being.
Well, AI is only as good as what's programmed into it, as we know.
Yeah, but even, I mean, when it's
learned. Okay, I've got to say it. Okay, Jill, you say it.
There's a lot of snow.
There's a lot of snow.
Sticking to cars.
Now it's starting to stick on the ground. Have you... This is the most snow I've seen in Redding since Snowmageddon. But it's not Snowmageddon. It's going to stop by 10 o'clock. But this is a lot of snow.
There's enough out there to make like
a snowball. We've already lost one of our employees. They just said, I'm not driving in this. And we're supposed to have the media luncheon today over at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, getting ready to kick off the Redding Rodeo extravaganza. And that's supposed to be at noon for the media. But... I've got my four wheel drive.
Yeah.
I've got my diesel out there. My four wheel drive. I can make it.
If the snow's enough, just like a lift or a garbage can and a rope, and somebody can like tow you there. Right?
Well, you know, the tires aren't real good though. So.
Oh yeah, you're just.
I got to get new tires on it. Yeah. So, I wonder if my tires off my old. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
You know, when Anthony graduated from Great Lakes in Illinois, it was in January, and I got to the airport.
Oh my God,
it was snowing. I get to Midway Airport, and I'm getting the car, and I'm like, do I need chains? She looked at me like I was insane. So why are you going to the mountains or something? They don't. He's got like an Impala too. It's like a two-wheel drive. And,
You know what? I'm coming back from Reno one time several years ago. The snow, we had a real good snow up there, and the plows hadn't gone through, or they'd gone through once, you know, hours and before that. My old, you know, the Red Rover, that F-150, went into four-wheel drive from right outside Susanville all the way into Eskimo Hill,
wow.
And you know, so. Yeah, sometimes you need it. I imagine up in Shingletown, it's going crazy up there.
Oh, yeah.
And out where you live.
You know, it seemed like once we hit Redding itself, there was like a colder, you know, like a pocket here where it started snowing. So.
It does. You know, after sunrise, temperature drops. And even though it'll say 37 degrees, right now it's saying light rain in the afternoon, if we make it there.
Yeah,
Patrick and Jill Gorman, really, really, really appreciate y'all and what you do. Because the Gormans, we talk about workers' comp, but we talk about helping people, and that's what y'all do. You know what? You've got a lot to be proud of. And I'm not just talking about your great kids and all that, but you do a lot for people, and you show up at events, and you participate in events. So how do people get a hold of you?
So you guys can, anybody can go on our website at GormanComplaw.com. You can email us at office@GormanComplaw.com, or you can call us at 2168.
And, you know, you want honesty, you want somebody there that's going to be standing up for you, I can tell you, Patrick and Jill. Okay, thanks for being with us today, and be careful on the way back. It looks like it's snowing pretty hard there.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's going to be a rainy weekend. Be careful out there, and God bless America.